Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I got my own complaint.
Basketball doesn't work that way.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
He cannot be that guy.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. 49ers take care of Tennessee, but the Warriors are regressing, it feels like. Here's where I'm at, and I know we got a lot of calls about Steve Kerr. If you were to ask me, Steiny, what's the biggest issue? What's a bigger issue with the Warriors? Their roster / roster construction or coaching? It's roster construction to me. They're 13-14. What could they be if things clicked? 15-12? Maybe 16-11? Maybe. But their personnel is not elite. It just isn't anymore. And so I think we're fighting in the margins about Steve Kerr, because I don't think this is a team that should be 17-10 right now.
And that's where we disagree, and I still haven't shaken the losses to Milwaukee.
You disagree with that?
Yeah, I do. And when you have Steph Curry playing at this level, when he does play, and you got Jimmy Butler making almost 60 damn million, and you got Draymond Green talking to every microphone like he's DPOY, like he was third last year in voting, I got expectations. And the tour continues of the Warriors, when healthy, losing to teams without their star. Like, that's what really doesn't sit right with me. And when you got a front line of Post, Guy Santos, and TJD, Steiny, you ain't scaring nobody. But I can't be mad at the guys, because they're trying their hardest. But here's another dollar. I'm getting to the point, I'm so real with my pain. This Jonathan Kuminga situation is personal. It's not basketball related. Thank you. It's personal, and I don't like that. Don't let feelings get in the way. The dude should be playing. We need him. And if he stinks, just like all the other others, just break, sit his ass out. But to say we think our chances are better without him, that's negligence. So it's personal. Somebody just come say that, and then I'll be okay. But we're not good enough.
I don't necessarily
We're not
think
good
it's
enough without him to see what's behind door number one.
Well,
I don't think they're good enough.
Well, dude, if you end up, and I know you don't want this, I kind of put you in a bad spot, but the one thing that really truly breaks me, I used to have acne back in the day, Sonny, but the one thing that truly breaks me out, basketball zits, is when you say this team can remain healthy and not make the postseason. I thought you were like seriously, Rick Barry crazy. This is crazy. But right now, they're not going to get any taller, right?
Nope.
But this is why I'm banging the drum of, well, you got a player you're not playing. And he's one guy. And I can't defend how he's played, but he needs his chances. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, I mean, the Kuminga thing has been.
I love Kuminga.
Yeah, I do too.
This is worse than it's ever been, right? And this is going right when you're going to try to flip them if you're going to try to sell something.
Who's going to coach the team if Steve Kerr isn't the coach this year?
That'll be up to Joe Lacob. They'll right. find it. It could be anybody. We could be shocked. It could be another Steve Kerr who had no coaching experience and shocked the world and ended up being, you know, on my top five coaches of all time.
Let's go to Jan in Mountain View.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Jan, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are the two of you?
Not Hang that in. Well, Jan. I'm not doing well. You know why.
Yeah. Well, I'll get to the point. Until those three start doing their due diligence, and I'm not talking about Curry, confounded. They've been having leads going into the fourth quarter, and that's when Kerr needs to switch things around. And for heaven's sakes, I don't think Green should be starting. He should be coming off the bench. And if you want, if you want production or something, until those three are off, and I'm sorry, but Curry is in this. Until, you know, the salaries are off this team, you're not going to get any better. I'm sorry. And you're not going to get Giannis. And you've got to be able to communicate and figure it out. And they keep saying, oh, yeah, we'll figure it out. Well, Butler, what do I see him do? We're down a couple. I'll just cause a foul. You know, shoot the ball. What the heck's he doing out there? Is he just moving around and, trying to get fouls to get points? I mean, you've got a good salary. You've got one of the top salaries on that team, and you should be shooting the ball and getting production from him. And I agree with Guru. It's Draymond and Jimmy that are causing the setback for Curry. And until you get other players, you know, to buy in and they clean up their act, you're not going anywhere. I'm sorry, but I feel sorry for Curry. And for heaven's sakes, Curry, you need to play Will Richard and the other guy.
Kuminga?
Spencer.
Oh, Spencey. Oh, yeah. Spencey. Thanks,
and
Jan.
And Kuminga.
All right. Thanks, Jan. Appreciate the call. I'm glad he came around, good.
I'm losing it.
Well, that's Jan from Mountain View saying, Jimmy, are you just out? He's in his comfort zone. I think that's what's on why it's on. You know what? He's doing. Do you know what I mean? Like, you got to put your. You know what this team is hemorrhaging from. The best outside shooter on your team is also the best dude to go to the rack. And Pat Spencer second. Like, that's not good, man.
The Warriors have two of the highest paid five players in basketball. Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler.
And only one
They're
is
in the top
earning their money.
Five.
Damn. And only one's earning
their money.
So
one guy's been hurt, and the other guy hasn't played up to his potential. And there you got it. And there's the other thing. Like, you got two guys making $110 million between them. How can you get them help? They don't have money. They don't have room. They don't have players that it seems other teams are coveting. I don't know what the answer is right now, but the thing that concerns me is that there's probably not going to be an answer for another month. So how do you get through the next month?
Well, they got to figure it out. This record? Wow.
Let's go to Jay in San Francisco. Hey, Jay, how's it going, man?
I'm good. Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
So I completely agree with Guru on this. I mean, Steve Kerr, I don't understand how you pay a guy like Kuminga and you pay him and you don't play him and you don't play the guy. And we're not in a place where we let the guy sit. We're losing games when he's not playing. Remember last week when Pat Spencer came in, we were 2-1. We're playing all the young guys. Remember that? I mean, that was.
I do.
I was on a high. We were all on a high, right? Yesterday, we're playing a young team. Steve Kerr doesn't play any of the young guys. We're playing all the old geezers out there. Like, these are the teams that we struggle with, the Portland Trailblazers of the world. We got to play our young guys. And then if Jimmy Butler's not scoring the ball, Steve Kerr needs to have a conversation. Hey, man, you got to take 17, 20 shots a game. That's what we need. We're paying you $110 million a year. You need to score more.
Mm.
This is a coaching problem. I completely agree with Gu on this. But that's my take, guys.
All right, I'm with you.
I've watched the Warrior game this season, and something's got to give at the coaching level.
Thank you, Jay. All right, he's got the issue being coaching.
Can you ask me?
I got it being more of a personnel slash roster.
All right, but can you?
It's not a great roster.
Ask me what my biggest concern now, right now at 10:57 on a Monday morning is concerning the Warriors.
What's your biggest concern?
Steve Kerr, tap dance around it. Gregory Hines. But who's going to really have that uncomfortable conversation with Draymond to the callers, Jimmy, about, hey, what you're doing, we see it. But, man, we need to up what you're doing. Because he's already told us he might pop off or things could pop off and you might need to duck if you come at him wrong. So they never checked Draymond. That was about off the court stuff because he gives you everything. But I feel like Jimmy Butler is cruising like Smokey Robinson. And that was the first inkling we ever got that Steve Kerr said, and he put the onus on me, on himself, I got to feel. No, Jim, who's going to tell Jimmy, we need you to do more?
And I'll say it for the 8 millionth time. Don't tell Jimmy Butler how to play.
It's time, though. It's time.
He won't respond. Like, this is who he is. This is clearly some of the frustration about Jimmy Butler that teams have had in the past. And now I think we're seeing that. He's a good player. He's a really good player, but he's not been impactful. Not to the degree that he has last year.
No, it's not even close.
So, you know, they got to figure out how they can get more consistency out of Green and Butler. I mean, Draymond Green,
go ahead.
I don't.
Has the ball in his hands, not going to do anything with it most nights, and now you're turning it over and you have the ball in your hands most nights? That's a recipe for disaster.
Let's go to Dane in Santa Cruz. Hey, Dane, how you doing?
You know, all things considered, I'm doing pretty good. guys, I'm sorry, but this is a plain and simple problem that anybody with two eyeballs can see. Just take a look at the stat sheet. Mm. See our roster, how it's constructed. I do, to some degree, agree with Steiny. We have a roster constructed. But here's the thing. You don't take the glut of guards that we have and you play them most minutes. Look at the roster. Look at the minutes played. Who played the most minutes? Okay, our three main guys, and then a bunch of guards. And I'm sorry, but Kerr's love affair with Brandon Pajemski and Buddy Hield, it was wore out last season. And the season before that with Pajemski. Brandon Pajemski, he doesn't even come off the bench in some of these other teams. Okay, this is 100% favoritism, and we're wasting. We are absolutely wasting Curry's effort and production. And sadly, Curry can't see it because he's been tied to this coach for the better part of the past couple of decades. But this is the reality, okay? The roster construction, 100%. We need to move off of some of these guards. I for one, would say get Pods and Buddy out of here. Buddy's inconsistent. We call him Buddy Bricks. Pods, he dribbles too much, and the ball sticks in his hands, both of their hands. I think that if we can go get some really athletic wings and guys that are defense first minded, the offense will come. I completely disagree with anybody out here that's saying, oh, it's just an offensive production. You know what happens when you can't play defense and guys are blowing past our guards?
Ooh.
It deflates any offensive effort. It's deflating completely. When we get stops, that energizes the offensive end. Curry is going to get hurt again. I'm telling you, mark my words. Mark my words. And look at Gee, energy guy, gets rebounds. Curry plays him 6 minutes the last two games. What happened to Will Richard? DMP, two games. We got the best shooter percentage-wise in the league in Seth Curry, and he DMPs him on a night when supposedly, according to Bob Fitzgerald, we have a shooting problem. We can't hit the broadside of a barn.
Well, that wasn't...
Okay, and it's no...
Go ahead, finish up, Dane. No, go ahead, finish.
No, and I just want to say, like, the shooting isn't a problem. Last night, we were about the same percentage-wise. Like, we were efficient last night from the three line.
Yeah.
Okay? But we... The problem starts on the defensive end. And Kerr, like, he actually did a good job. He came out with a big lineup to start. And I disagree with anybody that says that Trace Jackson Davis and Quentin Post aren't defensively imposing. They alter. Look, freaking Quentin Post is third right now, all time defense.
All right, Dane, appreciate the call. We got a lot of other guys to get on. I mean, I still come back to the main issue. And real quick, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. I just feel like, you know, the Warriors over the last 2 or 3 years, we know what their strategy's been. It's to, you know, try to get five for Steph, get veterans in here. I feel like they try to put a roster together dependent on playing around Steph and Draymond and Butler. And I don't know if the players aren't the right guys. I don't know if the players aren't experienced enough. They're not consistent enough. And now the older guys aren't consistent like they used to be. And we're getting a lot of different kinds of performances. And we've got a team that's inconsistent. And that's why you're 13 and 14. But I agree. Like last night, you shot 50% from the field, 50% from three-point range. You made your free throws, and you lost the game. Like, you couldn't stop anybody.
Yeah, you're up 10.
They had two guys with 35.
Yeah.
I mean...
You're up five with 2.5 minutes left.
And the other sign of a team that's, to me, not a great team is if it's something different that's getting you beat night in and night out. And I feel like that's where they are. Turnovers hurt them one night. Last night, their defense was absolutely awful.
Point of attack was non-existent.
Sometimes they don't make threes. Sometimes they do. But they're constantly overwhelmed on the interior. And I don't know what Steve Kerr can do to help this team's interior issues. Let's go to Drew in Sunnyvale. Hey, Drew, how you doing?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey Drew, how you doing?
Tough day. I mean, like, it comes down to this, and Steiny, I tend to agree with you here. Is the Warriors are not big enough, they're not fast enough, and they're not athletic enough, and the team in the National Basketball Association that exemplifies that the most is Portland. That's why they've beaten us three times already this year. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk about Kuminga, and I don't think that he should or should not be playing more. But like, how, and dude, this is a question I have for you. How good of an athlete is Kuminga actually? Right, when compared to the Trailblazers roster, right? I'm just looking out there in the roster, right? Danny Avdia is a better athlete than Jonathan Kuminga. Tumani Kamara is a better athlete than Jonathan Kuminga. Shaedon Sharpe is a better athlete than Jonathan Kuminga. Chris Murray is a better athlete than Jonathan Kuminga. So really, like, and they use their athleticism it translates to basketball. It translates to making buckets, right? And that's where it comes. If Jonathan Kuminga is your best athlete, where are you really as a team? Like, how do you even like come close to competing?
But listen, real quick, not to interrupt you. But I think you're doing the wrong exercise. He's your best athlete, and I get what you're saying. He's your best athlete, so how dare he be a zero? That's all I'm getting at.
And that's fair, but it's one thing to be your best athlete and then dribble the ball out of bounds.
I got that. You can't defend that.
You're not beating your guy up. Yeah, you can't. You're not beating your guy at the dribble. You're settling for the mid range in clear one on one situations. And so that's where I'm at with him. And yeah, I mean, this team has a bunch of questions. And coming back to Jimmy and what you said, this has been the story of Jimmy Butler from his time in Miami. Why were the Miami Heat always a play-in team? Why were they always a play-in team in the East? In the East, they were a play-in team. Why? Because Jimmy Butler would coast through the regular season. This is who he is. This is what he does. This team can't really afford it. And I mean, you get to the playoffs, you'll see Jimmy. You'll see playoff Jimmy. But until then, you got to figure out a way to win regular season games with just Jimmy. This is how it is.
Yeah. Thanks, Drew. Appreciate the call. How do you describe coast? Because if it's coasting, that means it ain't age. And I'll take that all day, every day.
Well, you have to, because that's what he's done his whole career. I mean, that's a little harsh, but you can't deny that that's part of Jimmy Butler's reputation.
Like when you keep, and you've been beating this drum, goo, what can Kerr do? You can't get taller. You can't jump higher. When I look at this roster, there's one guy that I feel like can do more, and that's Jimmy Butler. Who's going to tell him?
Well, on good nights, not every night.
Yeah, but who's going to tell him?
He can't do it every night anymore. Like, I think that's obvious.
Well, who can, really?
Well,
you know.
Well, the greatest players in the game can do it every night, like Steph, when he plays. But the other thing is, the other thing is, when we're talking about Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors, and okay, so if you're in the Kerr needs to be fired or step down.
Yeah.
What?
The roster doesn't get better.
It's flying in the face of what you determined was going to be your strategy this year. Like, if I had a nickel for every time somebody said, well, Steph and Draymond and Butler, Kerr's got to coach this team because maybe Steph doesn't want a new coach or Draymond doesn't want to doesn't want a new coach. And so for years now, you've just built. You've tried to, you know, supplement those three guys. They're not as good as they are anymore. The players that you've got supplementing them, there's not a star among them. And I'm not sure how they're going to get stronger as the season rolls on.
Right. And then when I question the one move you did make this offseason, bringing in Al Horford, I get told, oh, goo, don't even worry about it. It's just like a great classic bottle of wine. It's in the wine cellar for the playoffs. And now I'm like, I don't know if the playoffs are a sure shot. So don't tell me it's been excuse city. You know, it's been excuse city, the schedule. We'll get practice time. And now we got this thing popping off with no Kuminga at all, which is ridiculous for this team. And now Al Horford's been up net zero with the sciatica, him not playing back-to-backs. It just...
Well, that's Dunleavy.
You know...
And Horford's got to be Dunleavy.
And the roster construction is Mike D, too.
Yeah. Right.
Man, Steiny.
You can't, like... To me, the way I think of Kerr and how he combines with the, you know, the three old guys, I mean, this is... Like, this is what was signed up for. And if it's fallen apart, then the question is, what are we going to do? But again, we ain't doing anything for a month because we can't.
Yeah, but we got one dude right now in a straitjacket to where he's just, maybe he plays Thursday against Phoenix. I don't know. But
who?
Kuminga.
Okay. I mean, Kuminga's, they got much bigger problems than a guy who's not playing.
But we're looking for help. And on a good night, right, he can give us some help.
Like, this is, you know.
No, what are you saying?
I'm saying Kuminga's not the answer. He's never been, and he's not going to be. Like, he's just, like, the idea that give Kuminga some rope, and he will be a great player on this team, and they will start winning. It's like,
nobody said great. I'm saying help.
Well.
Thank you, Steve. Help. I get you.
Bottom line, he has not made himself so valuable that they must play him. He just hasn't.
Well, they keep turning in 120-point performances each night, and now you look at the home record, 7-4 through 11. I mean, okay,
I'm telling you, man.
They're not very good right now. Is Steph Curry, like,
he's playing at MVP level when he's out there.
But he won't qualify for the award because he won't play enough games at this rate. So that's what I mean. I'm not here to take shots at Steph, but the way I look at it is if he's missed 9 games, as unfair as it might be, that means 9 games where he just didn't help. He didn't play. And so I get he didn't play poorly, but you got to have him. And
he's got to have help.
Then he's playing, and the other guys give him no support when he does play. By the way, Pods, if you think he's an issue, I'm not going to disagree with you. I just don't think last night was... he was harmless last night.
How about Friday?
I can't remember Friday. I just know that I didn't think they were going to win that game. It's a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. 888-957-9570 is the number. It is a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. And that segment was also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
As far as Jimmy goes, what are you seeing from him right now?
Well, you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Jimmy!
Hi, Jimmy. I know you're trying.
Nobody's laughing.
Get off Butler.
The Butler didn't do it. Well, you know what he's saying with that? I got to be careful what I say because it can get misconstrued and
it can piss Jimmy off and get mad. And so don't
talk to me. I didn't say it.
You need to be independent of what they think. You need to be strong enough to not be afraid to levy criticism even if somebody takes it hard.
Have you listened to this? I'm the last hour and a half.
I'm sorry, what?
Nothing. I'm who you think you are on radio. I call people out.
Not Steph.
You sound like Rick Ross.
Not Steph. Hey, Steve. What's the rotation going to look like next game?
Is this starting lineup, the one that started tonight, is this a group you're going to give some runway to?
I have no idea. I mean, honestly, we've had so many guys in and out of the lineup. You know, we'll see if we can, you know, stay healthy, then, you know, maybe this is the way we go. But we would like to build some consistency. We just haven't been able to this point.
I know you think I'm playing. It's that greatest analogy, it gets better over time, that I used about the stew and the same ingredients. I am not excited. I'm just thinking about Will Richard. I'm not, like, what conversation went into a guy starting as a rookie and handle his own, and then he gets his water cut off? Like, make that make sense. But we're not going to grow. And this is what it is. And I haven't liked anything coming out of Warriorville all year long, even when it was about the schedule, even it was about the practice, when you got guys headed to the Hall of Fame like Jimmy Butler, Steph, and Dre. And for Dre to come back last night and just, I mean, not Apple turnover, Dre turnover, just, and Steiny, he gets mad.
He's a very emotional player.
No, he gets mad at other, he got mad at post, and it wasn't even like, dude, You're doing the CYO turnovers, not them. take ownership. 13-14.
Nasty.
Sorry, it is. I was feeling good last week.
I will say this, and I don't know what I necessarily mean
by
it.
I'll help you.
Here's the other thing. They can't keep losing like this. Otherwise, we do run a risk with our superstar of getting very, very frustrated.
Because we ain't, I don't think we're giving him enough love, man. Steiny had 33 in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
12 threes.
Yep.
I mean, the 16th time he's done that, but it had 11 threes. And then what about Friday night? It was right there on a platter. How do you get down 12 at home to a antless Minnesota team? Oh, they're tall. Well, go get tall dudes. Not ones that can't play back-to-back.
Rudy Gobert had 8 dunks on Friday, the most dunks by a player in a game this year.
Can I tell you what really bothered me Friday?
He's very tall.
You sent me off with a bottle of wine, and that thing was done. Can I tell you what really bothered me?
Sure.
Foul him! Foul Rudy!
Oh, he makes free
Every
throws.
Time he gets it, no!
He's too strong.
They just let him go up and dunk it!
He's too strong.
Foul him! Foul him! And they didn't know! It was like they didn't even foul him! And they didn't!
Well.
They let him get away! That's
we
how
got to.
I'm okay.
Yeah, sure. Hell, let's go to Gary in Daly City. I think he's got a question for you. Good.
Hey, what's up, G?
What's
hey,
up,
Gary?
Guys? Merry Christmas. It's been a long while.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just say Kerr moves on. Who are you gonna bring in to coach this team?
Hey Gary,
this is gonna be outside Guru's pay grade.
Wait, let me finish. Who's gonna change it? Spoelstra?
Right.
Ty Lue? How's he doing down with the Clippers? Who's gonna change it? You're gonna bring the guy from Oklahoma City of
no,
all the talent?
Gary, I'm
who's
with
who's
you.
Who's gonna change
I'm
it?
I'm not there,
what
man.
Coach gonna come in here.
I'm not there. It's bigger than Kerr. I'm just telling you this whole rotation and the whole we gotta practice. It's bigger than that. I'm not on that train. I know you're not coming at me.
He's taking a lot of heat for everything. It's not on the coach. I mean, it's on the guy upstairs. Curry's like Matt just said. Curry should be in the front office saying, I got a year or two, and then I get my statue, and I'm out of here. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Would Zubats be nice here? And you have a guy
that's
playing in the 6'5 and under league the other night, I mean, and Draymond can only do what he can. I know he makes turnovers, but what do you want? If he was next to a center, a real center, not these wannabe centers, a center, the team would be a lot different. It goes to Dunleavy. But I want to tell you something to fans.
Okay.
I've been here since 65.
All right.
We have 8,000 of us in Oakland. Just think when Curry walks away. There's going to be more people lining up to buy Valkyrie tickets than there are going to be lining up to buy Warrior tickets.
Man. Hey, but
I mean,
Zoo,
being real about it.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
I mean, be honest about it. But
yes,
what coach would Eric Spoelstra change anything here?
I'm gonna tell you this, G. Hear me out.
Go.
What's indicting to Kerr this year is you knew your team in training camp. How the hell are we 30 games in? And G, even if you don't agree, he's basically having tryouts. You should know your team. You should know the pulse, and they should know their roles. Now, as far as how they play, that's different. But Steve Kerr is hitting every wrong key on the piano right now. And now Kuminga's not playing? That's personal. You're not good enough to not have him play. So fix it so the dude can play. He can't do any worse, Gary.
Yes, he can.
How would you feel when after Kuminga plays and he makes turnovers and he's in the opposing foul line and he's smiling?
I called him out on that. I didn't like that.
Why he's not playing.
I didn't like that, and I called him out. But it's okay. The same I feel like with all these other guys doing the same thing that they're doing resulting in losses, G. But I hear you on that. I called Kuminga out for that against the Sixers.
You know, the other thing is this is not a shot at Steph.
Yeah.
Who starts when he doesn't play 9 games?
We just saw it.
Exactly. So, and then Kuminga was playing well early in the year. What happened? He got hurt. Like, they have no, like, I get people like, damn it, you should know the rotation right now. But they've had guys in and out. Like, I get it. we're all down on Al Horford. But that's why they have no continuity at center, because they can't count on him. And then he's got to go to either Post or Trayce Jackson Davis. And you may as well flip a coin there.
Yeah, but
I don't
why
know
are
who's
your
gonna
other
play
guy,
well.
Why are the young guys regressing? Like, why is Moody, Pods, and why are they going south when they were the ones that some felt like were getting scholarships? Why all of a sudden Moses Moody was a fixture in the starting lineup? What happened?
Well, don't forget, like, that's another thing. Moody was a starter. He missed the first two games. Right. So he was in the lineup, yeah. Then he wasn't, because Kuminga started playing well. He kept Kuminga in the starting lineup. Then Kuminga kind of went south. He brought Moody back. Like, what Steve Kerr will tell you is ain't nobody's played well enough consistently. And, you know, you can say it's a chicken to the egg. Yeah. Nobody's played well enough consistently to demand consistent minutes. Well, maybe you're not using them right, so they don't play consistently. Take your pick.
I have no idea.
I just look at the talent level on this team, and no, I don't see
story, man.
I don't see their 20. I don't see a, you know, 17-10 team. I don't see a talent of a 17-10 team right now.
And who can explain what's going on? I'm asking you, Stoney, for real. Is it minutes with Buddy Hill? 31% on the season.
He's off to a bad start. I mean, he is. So's Butler. So's Draymond. Who's playing well for the Warriors right now? One guy, right? Curry?
And Pat Spencer.
Well, he didn't even play last night.
Right, but yeah.
I mean, the other thing is, I get it, Draymond scored 14. I don't know.
Team high minus 12. I don't know about
Butler and Draymond playing together for long stretches. I just don't.
But that's...
Right. That's all you have.
They're doing
that's
that.
That's what
yeah.
you signed up for. Mm. Steph, Draymond, and Butler. Mm. And Draymond and Butler are not playing well.
Wow.
There are no answers. This is like...
But this team
you went down
as a whole guard, Stoney.
You went down a road with tunnel vision, I think. You left yourself no out but to rely on older players. There's no out. And now you can be like, well, now they're older. Let's play the young guys. It doesn't work that way. Like, you just can't expect the young guys to start playing well and winning games.
I know I left out of here, or we left out of here Friday, just about the bet you and I have of them winning 40, 50 games. They had to play the 37-20 clip. Now they've dropped two games since then. So, I mean, that thing is rapidly getting away from me.
They got to go 37-18. Man. That's essentially a 55 win pace from this point on to get to 50. Let's go to David is in San Diego. Let's talk about Pods. Hey, David, how you doing?
Oh, man, what's up, guys? I'm so glad to be on here finally, man.
Yeah,
finally.
What's up, baby?
Welcome.
Yeah, yeah. No, a long timer from the Bay Area. Moved down to San Diego. Man, I was going to those Warriors games, and they were $20 a ticket.
Yeah.
So, been a long time fan.
We'll be back there soon.
And, you know, I got a couple things. Yeah, love it. Yeah, a couple things I want to talk about. And I think what's important, one of the guys right before me, Gary, said he was going to coach this team. And, you know, there's guys out there. Mike Malone used to be one of our coaches before, right? And sometimes in leadership, you need change, and you reflect upon that. I can only imagine Mike Malone being our coach one day, right? Even better than it was before, but no changes, right? And you guys mentioned earlier, every game seems to be a tryout. What other team does that?
Oh,
it doesn't make
man.
Any sense. And if you look at factual stats right now, and people are going to cringe when they hear this, Pods has logged the most minutes of any player this year. 748 minutes as of right now, I'm checking online, right? And the next guy down, if you look at another guy that probably should be playing or taking a lot of those minutes, could be someone like Gee Santos. You talk about height and that we need size and a big center. Look, you put Post at center, you give Gee a good amount of playing time, you reduce Pods' minutes to the bench, eighth, ninth man, right? What does that do? If you look at the standings right now, and I'll wrap it up with this, guys, we're in eighth place at 13-14. We could have probably won another five games, and that would have put us at the second spot on the West. Would love you guys' thoughts on that. And on top of that, Draymond right now, to me, I've been a big defender of Draymond for a long time, and I got a lot of love for him. But his defense right now is probably a 7 out of 10, and his offense, staying at the top of the key, just looking for Steph on every pass. Too predictable, and it's sad to watch. And I just think he needs to be coming off the bench 15 minutes a game.
Appreciate the call, David. Man.
I think
everything's on the table, right? Everything's got to be on the table.
But the guy with the least amount of things, tools in his bag, has the ball the most, and now he's got an issue with the turnovers that seems like it's growing or glaring, and maybe it's shining because we're getting nothing offensively. But I just sit there and watch like there's a better way. There's a better way, but this is the old Warrior way. A dynasty was built on it with him bringing the rock up. But to watch him blame or get mad at others for his decisions. He threw a pass last night. They were on the break. Curry didn't even know the ball was. He just got rid of it in a millisecond and threw it. Like, Trey, come on.
He was terrible.
Like, that's real.
He had 8 turnovers in 29 minutes.
I'm like laughing 29. When I'm not, man. Damn. I'm not,
like,
damn, yikes.
That might be. I'd love if you could find out. That could be the most turnovers in the fewest amount of minutes this year by a player.
8 and 29.
Austin in Redwood City. Hey, Austin, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, I'm doing pretty good, y'all. This is what I got, man. I'm coming after Jerry Stackhouse. He ain't got these guys. They ain't playing no type of defense whatsoever. What is Stackhouse doing on defense on the end? And not only that, man, it ain't just Kuminga, it's everybody. We too small. We got a team full of role players that are guards. I'm going to call it how I see it. Draymond and Jimmy Butler, they resume say they starters, but the way they playing like they should be role players. So coming off the bench or something, because they ain't helping Curry at all. And what Curry say, he don't want to play for no bottom team. And right now, we a bottom team. The Suns is better than us, and they got a big man. They got one big man is why the Suns is actually winning games. We ain't winning nothing with these players on our team. I don't care if it's Santos having a good game here and there or Spencer having a good game. We ain't going to win nothing with all these guards on our team. And we keep getting older. We pick up Al Horford. We went from Chris Paul to Al Horford. Like, come on. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Thanks, what are we doing? Play Kuminga.
I slid that in to the swear jar.
Oh, go ahead, Sonny.
No?
Well, can I ask you and Evan and the listeners, and I'm a lover, not a fighter, and this happened Friday night. I had the thought. I don't want anybody to get injured. But when was the last time a guy in a Warrior jersey fouled the hell?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of somebody coming down.
I'm sure Draymond's done it recently.
No, it ain't even been reason. When somebody just got hit up, like to send a clear message.
Wait, what would the message be?
Just you can't do it.
Well, they can.
No.
They can do it.
You got to pay.
Who?
Whoever's coming down. It's not even, we're getting killed.
I think they're one flagrant foul away from winning 11 in a row.
I'm so like, I hate that you're making a mockery of my, like put somebody on their ass. What, we don't have a Larry Smith. Even Dre's not doing it. He's just taking the ball, and he's doing that. You notice that hard bounce before, as soon as it comes out, but he catches it before it hits the ground, and then he'll bounce it on the ground.
Who's this?
Draymond in frustration and inbound it one step.
Yep.
But it's like somebody fouled. I mean, they just fouled somebody. Jimmy, hack him.
They foul a lot because they get beat at the point of attack, so might be a different kind of foul.
It's just,
by the way,
we're the get right game for the league right now.
No, just the Blazers. Just the Blazers.
They lost 6 of 7 coming in.
Timberwolves have been playing well. Dude, they've been playing well.
Portland lost 6 of 7.
Like, the Timberwolves have been playing well.
They didn't have Ant.
They were Western Conference finalists
team
last year.
We had Steph and they didn't have Ant.
Yeah, so what does that do to your theory that last year they would have beaten the Timberwolves with Steph? Yeah, they would have if Ant would have gotten hurt.
I'm telling you what's about to pop off in Dub Nation. It's either going to be Slater, Thompson, our guy,
Shams.
Shams, yeah. and our big boy from the Cub fan, my boy. I just
texted Nick Friedel.
Help me out of the Somebody's going to ask Jimmy in a way or at a time, we need you to do more. Or the streets are saying, and he's going to go, it's going to pop off.
He's all about winning, Goo.
Nah, but he's hearing it, but he's got to hear from the right. Stani, this is not acceptable. This is realistically all we can hope for is he do what you talked about. And Kerr alluded to it. I got to design and find. No, you don't, Steve. It's on Jimmy to do it. And he knows what he's doing and not doing. He's teasing us. Because nobody, you're getting nothing from anybody else. Curry's doing all he can. Jimmy's the one that can do more. He don't want to do it for whatever reason.
We'll be fine.
He's going to flash. We call that the year flash. 7.
Jimmy Butler?
I thought it was 7.
He's 36 years old. Most guys, when they get to be that age, they do lose some consistency.
The audacity.
Steph, LeBron.
Yeah. Yeah, they've lost a little consistency. Wow. Not as much as Butler.
No, but you never... look at me. Do you really think he's doing it on purpose, not being ultra aggressive?
This is Jimmy Butler. Like, that's all I can answer.
See,
this is
like
Jimmy Butler.
Though. You're giving me the answer without even. What does that mean?
It means the player you're watching and you've watched for 27 games this year is Jimmy Butler.
Well, he's stealing.
Well,
it shouldn't 50, 40, 85.
That's why I want more. Exactly.
60, 50, 100?
No, I'm just saying more shots.
And you can't generate them, Goo.
And there, boy, that's a word. Generate. How's this thing turn around? Seriously. Okay, Horford's coming back. We got some fun.
Well, we'll see if Horford plays Thursday.
But I mean, seriously. Well, all the stuff I wanted to fight, radio fight you over, it's a young man's game. And now we look like I do at the gym. Like, I know what my limitations are. I know I'm not getting that loose ball. But, man, dude, something is not right.
Didn't the guy think you were a guard?
I got so mad at that. I can't forget about it. He said, you ain't no guard. Anyway.
This from the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. 415 says, Goo's just going up and down the bench yelling at players right now.
Foul him! I'm laughing, but I'm crying. Foul him! And I got to give the Niners their love.
We can't.
Of the two teams, I thought the Niners would be the one to where we were scratching our head, but I wasn't going to scratch my head because they had an excuse. They were this injury bug had got them. So we understood if they didn't make it or reach their goal. And they're probably one win away from doing that. But never, partner, in a million years would I thought after 27 games, the Warriors would have this many questions and Steph playing at the level he's playing at and nobody else coming close. Mike had Scotty, Magic had
Cooper, Scotty.
Byron Scott, Scotty Pippen.
What about and what Steph, do they have to do with anything right
Steph's
now?
Steph's running made his pods, Moody, or Pat Spencer. Make that make sense.
Okay. You want me to try? They pay Steph $62 million, and they pay Jimmy Butler $56 million, and then they pay Draymond Green $25
million. So Steph's
million.
Running mate
so
should be Jimmy.
So there's no extra money.
Yeah, but
they can't right, pay everybody.
My point is Jimmy
They're
should
paying
be
Jimmy his, Butler yeah. and Steph to be their two-man combo.
What'd you say? Two dudes with the top five salary, mm-hmm. and only one's earning it.
Yeah. But and he only earns it 2/3 of the time.
Well, until he puts a stretch of 20 straight games.
Yeah, he better. He's going to have to. All right. 888-957-9570. I see Marvin Livermore. It says he's coming down Steiny's Road.
And what I could do is put him on right now and then cut him off in 30 seconds. That's not who I am.
And Butch just sent me, I'm going to tease it, the last hard foul by the Warriors. You would never get, you would never won't guess it. Foul him! My man!
So 888-957-9570 is the number. And help Goo out today, people.
No, help all of us. Don't just make it me.
I don't
me.
Need help.
So you're not shocked. You are. I know you. You're shocked.
About what?
Just the state of the Dubs right now.
Not at all.
Jimmy Not Butler's at all. Lack of, yeah.
How many times did you fall in love and get your heart broken? It must have been like
whatever number you have, add to. How about that?
How many times did you allow
Why
yourself
you
to
laughing?
Love Steiny?
That's a good question. Once.
Oh, man.
Larry Bird. No, the,
dude.
Goo, you just.
I'm not alone.
Dude, you just you overinflated Butler. It's fine. That segment, ladies and gentlemen, was brought to you by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back, and you can cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Foul them!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.